הווה נגילה ונשמחה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. אורחים בלב שמח.
Hello, everybody. This is Judge Eve, and that was my Hebrew singing. We're going to have a little international day today with Hawaiian and Hebrew. And that was, it's let all of us be happy and sing, and that's what we're going to do today. Let me first say I'm blessed to have Pastor Skip and his wife Diane Wright from Kapena Wright Ministries. They'll correct my saying. But before I accept them, let me just pray, Lord, and I know Pastor Skip and Diana praying with me. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We thank you and praise you. Let the meditations of our heart and the words of our mouth be pleasant in your Lord and in your sight, in Jesus' mighty name. And I know Pastor Skip and Diane, you'll join me, but the first prayer, very, really important to me, is for David and Patty from San Diego. David has been having terrible knee pains, very burning. And in Jesus' name, Lord, again, we're humbled before you.
Yes,
we thank you and praise you. Again, you said, whenever two or three of us shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done for us. We lift up David to you right now, Lord. You said that by your stripes he is healed. We rebuke the pain off of your right knee, David, and we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, his firepower, to just cleanse that whole area. In Jesus' name, in the balm of Gilead, to soothe each and every little cell in your knee.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. And we speak health and wealth to your business, prosperity beyond your wildest dreams. That'll be triple what you've ever had before and even more. In Jesus' name. And we send your angel Michael and all your hosts to bring it all in. In Jesus' name. And I lift up Patty. And we speak health, energy, and focus for you, Patty, and ability for both you and David to go dancing. In Jesus' name. The next gentleman, very important, Doug Harris from London. He's, I'm not sure what his title is with Revelation TV, but he has cancer and he's been depressed. Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing inside his tummy because I am a seer into the body and a lot of blackness. You know, Christians always get cancer because they're compassionate in their bowels. And the bowels contain the problems that they sort of submerge. So, Lord, again, we're humbled before you. We thank you and praise you. Again, you said, whenever two or three of us shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done for us.
Right.
And Lord, we lift up Doug to you right now, your favorite servant. We rebuke that cancer off of him in Jesus' name, all the toxicity in his body, any inner healing that he needs, you perform it right now, miraculously in Jesus' name. We rebuke the spirit of depression and let him have holy laughter, for laughter is medicine to the bones and perfect health and healing.
Yes, Father.
In Jesus' name. And if I may, one more, and then Pastor Skip.
Absolutely.
God bless you. I love you guys. I just love you. I have to tell the people, I said, ahui, how, and you told me that was the wrong thing to say. Because I should have said aloha, right?
Yeah, we say aloha as a greeting, as goodbye, but ahui ho is until we meet again. So you don't like to say aloha because I mean, oh, you're not coming back?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I want to introduce you properly, but just one more request, because we prayed for him before. But it's Osteen from India. He had fallen from a third floor and had really hurt his back and is paralyzed from, I forget, from the neck down or the waist down. And I promise I'll keep praying for him in Jesus' name, Lord. Again, by your stripes, he's healed. We straighten up his body in Jesus' name. We command all of his nerves to be restored to wholeness, that he has feelings from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, and he walks forth in you stronger than ever. In Jesus' name. And let me not tell you guys why I'm so blessed to have Pastor Skip, Pastor Chaplain Skip Wright and his wife Diane. They have the Capena Wright Ministries. I want to give you their email if you can make contributions to them through PayPal. That'll be wonderful. So their email address is K-A-P, that's P like Paul.
Not that one. May I correct that?
How do you spell it, please?
No, you don't have to spell it. The other one is K-W-M.
Uh-huh.
At C, the letter C, and the word faith, cfaith.com.
Oh, yes. Oh, good.
That's
okay.
Where it goes. Yeah. Thank
because
you.
Much shorter. Much, it'd be easier. So it's K-W-M, like Mary.
K-W-M, at, right.
Mm-hmm. At C, the letter C, faith, F-A-I-T-H.com.
Yes, correct.
Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Wow, that's awesome.
We need to help you, Pastor, every way we can.
Well,
and let me introduce you properly. Pastor Skip is amazing. First, thank you. He's a Vietnam veteran. So I thank you for your service to our country. And he was a police officer in Honolulu. And I said, oh, you know, because in the older Hawaii 5-0, there was a gentleman who was Hawaiian who was the officer. So Skip told me that was his uncle.
Yes. My Uncle Herman was Duke, the original series, yes.
Right. He was wonderful. And you look a little bit like him, you know, a little bit.
He's better. He was better looking, but yeah, thank you.
Diane, don't let him put himself down.
No, I'm not.
But Pastor Skip is also an actor and a model, a voice coach. If I misstate anything, you correct me, please. And he's a writer and a producer and has a wonderful ministry, and I wanted to go into that. But Diane and Skip, I wanted to hear from each of you first how you both got saved, because you got saved in 1978, May, right, Pastor Skip?
I did, and Diane actually got saved in the 70s. Diane's pretty shy, so I'm going to let her share a testimony, and don't be surprised if she's a little on the shy side.
That's okay. She's a good helpmeet to you, and that's the important thing. So are you going to tell me about Diane, or is she going to tell me about Diane?
She can.
Okay.
I was saved in 1975 in Seattle.
Yes.
And it took about 1 year, and the Lord sovereignly moved me to Hawaii.
Wow.
And I got a job there. I am still a legal secretary, and I got a job there in a matter of a few days, which was a miracle.
Wow.
I had to go back to Seattle and pack up in 2 weeks, and I moved to Hawaii, and I met Skip in 1980.
Oh, a few years later, quite
a few years later. And we were married in 82.
Wow. And what caused you to get saved? Was there something special that caused it? Or?
Well, I believe I was brought up in the Lutheran faith, and
yes.
I went through confirmation, and I believe that I had a relationship at that time, but they didn't define it for me in such a way that I could grasp it. I started to go with a friend to a singles group and went with her.
At a church?
And went with her to her church, and I walked forward, and then I knew. And once I accepted the Lord, I realized that He had been in my life the entire time.
Wow.
But that was a definitive moment, and then I moved forward from there, and it was just very...
Miraculous
and a very precious time, and just never stopped after that.
Do you see why I call him the master setup? You know, we think we have free will, right?
Yes.
Excuse me, the free will is only do we choose to follow him or not.
Right, and he knows our heart from when we're children.
Amen. Before we were formed in the womb, right? He knows us from the beginning. Praise God.
Praise God.
So, Pastor Skip, how did you, because let me first say, you also went to a school, and I misstated, it's Kamehameha School, but I thought it was a Christian school.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you're accurate in that our founder, Princess Bernice Powahi Bishop, was a very devout Christian. She was Protestant. So, you know, it's Christian in nature, but the proper title for the school is just simply Kamehameha Schools.
And I have to tell you, I looked up the history of King Kamehameha. I've been to Hawaii twice. I knew the name, and I knew he was a king.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but do you know what the name means, Kamehameha? It means the lonely one.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because
yeah,
even
wait
as
for you to stay, because it's like, okay, you did the research, I'll let you share. I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, I want it to be your thunder.
If you took the time to learn, it, so go ahead.
No, you
but
know,
yes,
Pastor Skip,
the long
I'd like you to tell us a little bit, what does it take, you're a native Hawaiian, right?
Yes, I'm part Hawaiian. Actually, what we call, in Hawaii, we like, you know, up here in the mainland, they call us cosmopolitan,
wow,
or Heinz 57. Back home, we're chop suey. So I've got a little bit of I'm Hawaiian,
yes,
English, German, French, Tahitian, and a little bit of Filipino and Portuguese.
Wow.
As an actor, that's one of the things that got the agent who signed,
yes,
me initially,
yes,
got her excited, was because I could play, she said, you could play
any role.
Right.
Wow. How you are Heinz 57.
I am Heinz 57, yes I am.
I don't think I can say that. I'm not sure what I am. You know, but what's so amazing to me, you know, when I read about King Kamehameha, he was,
yeah,
called Napoleon of the Pacific. Did you know that?
Yeah, he actually, well, part of that is probably because he was the one that had a vision to unite the people
Hawaii.
Of the islands of Hawaii, because each island at that time, they're all separate kingdoms, and he united them. So, yeah,
yes,
he was pretty awesome.
Yes, and that's what I'm. And then also, he set up the laws for the people.
Yes, he did.
And what I thought was so smart, he divided land between his chiefs so they wouldn't be unhappy and fight him off, you know. And the other thing I didn't know is how much trade went from China through Hawaii to Europe and the Americas. And that's why you were probably Heinz 57.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because they all came through Hawaii. I had no idea. And you know what else amazed me? That the Chinese apparently use sandalwood. Do you know what that is? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's a type of wood. Uh-huh. I'm not an expert on wood, but yeah.
I'm surprised.
So
when you were a little child, were your parents Christian, or what was their belief?
Well, actually, I grew up in a Catholic, growing up in the Catholic Church.
Oh.
And, you know, I was an altar boy, and, you know, I was confirmed at church. And my dad actually, you know, my dad passed away shortly after I got out of service after Vietnam.
Oh.
And, you know, that was a very hard time because I was just getting to know him. But my dad, I found out a few years later that he was actually raised in a Pentecostal church.
Really? Was he the Hawaiian,
you know,
or was he the mixture?
He was a Catholic boy going to a Protestant school,
wow,
and the minister was actually kind of a Congregationalist service, so it's like,
wow,
talk about, you know, kind of confused, and yet at the same time,
God had
I recognized,
you
know,
yeah,
that, you know, I loved God,
yes,
always believed in God, always believed in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit,
praise
no
God.
Doubt, but the thing that I came to know later and appreciate was
yes,
looking back at my life, how God had his hand on my life from
yes,
when I was a child,
yes,
and all the way through high school, which actually, you know, I'm a chaplain. You know, I was commissioned as a chaplain in 2010 with a media group, Media Fellowship International.
Yes, I meant to bring that up. Thank you. And that's
for actors.
I was
actually a chaplain in high school.
Really? And you need to tell us what chaplain means, because I want to go into the fact that you'll be
developing.
Well,
my understanding
yes,
is the original meaning of chaplain was, you know, so came from a French term, and it, you know, is a derivative of someone who ministers to
yes,
the minister.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's
yes,
a service, you know, it's a service type thing, and in our contemporary days today.
Yes.
Words here. But in contemporary terms, it's you know, we take a chaplain, you know, someone now in the military to the
right.
Yes.
But
that's strictly what a chaplain is, and you know, when you look, you know, through the Bible and you read the Word, I mean, you always had people who ministered to the minister, and
right,
that's what we do. So I'm not just a pastor, you know, I was ordained in Honolulu, but I served as a chaplain. And in high school, I was
wow,
we had ROTC, the
yes,
Army ROTC,
yes,
and it was mandatory back then, and I loved it. Not everybody did, but
oh,
I was one of those, you know, weird kids. Yes. I actually enjoyed it, and
yes,
I think the greatest treasure for me was becoming a chaplain.
Wow.
I oversaw all the student body.
Hello? You know, yep. Are you there? What I was going to say, Pastor Skip, is, you know, God makes you love what your purpose is. You know how he says to delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Which means he places them there and then he gives them to you. That's a teaching I've heard, which I thought was so wonderful.
Absolutely.
But also you were prior, and see, what I want people to know is I don't do it with too many people, but I felt very led to ordain you as a prophet. And I think we'll do it for your next show because you're coming back on July 27th. I want everybody to know that.
Yes, I am. Looking forward to it.
Yes. And what you just said about a chaplain is really the function of a prophet. You know, they minister to the people, but they also minister to the ministers, you know, whether good or bad, you know. So I want you people to know that. You're hearing someone very, very, very special with a very special and beautiful wife, Diane. So, Pastor Skip, what made you finally, excuse me, forgive my voice today. It's trying to
do
a problem. What made you finally accept the Lord as you did?
Well, you know, it's like I said, you know, and just so you all in the audience know, when I talk to my friend, you know, and I
yes.
Judge Eve when we talk, and she's my Jewish sister, I'm her Hawaiian brother. So if I start talking like how we used to get me.
Can I tell you something funny? You know, the kahunas
I told someone yesterday, I told one of your guests coming on, Genevieve, I had lunch with her, and so I said, well, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth, except it's going to be good, it's going to be fun, but praise God, it's going to be anointed.
Amen.
I got, you know, I yes. received the Lord. Like I said, I always believed, but the thing
yes.
I didn't realize was I could actually have a relationship with God
yes.
as Father and get to know Jesus Christ on a one-on-one, on a personal level.
Yes.
And I came to Christ in 1978. I just, like I said, in 1977, I went through a series of traumatic events. The first losing my dad just a few weeks after my 25th birthday.
Oh, my.
And then a few months after that, my first marriage fell apart.
Oh, my.
You know, and I, November of that year, I had a gun to my head, and I cried out to the Lord, and I said, Lord, if you,
yes.
if for real, God, talk
yes.
to me. And I had my Bible open, and
yes.
and he spoke to my heart. And I looked back and said, I know that was the Spirit of the Lord that spoke to my heart.
Yes.
And he just said, if you can't believe me, because I had the Word open to the 23rd and the 24th Psalm.
Wow.
And I was raised on Scripture, but I
yes.
never fully realized,
yes.
You know, what it meant. I mean, it meant something. Something was stirring, but I didn't understand it. And
you know how our spiritual eyes are needed to understand the spiritual things
right.
of the
Absolutely.
Word, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So at that time, you know, I cried out, God answered, and before you know it, I was watching Christian TV, actually the 700 Club, and
yes.
and I'd never watched the show before, and it lit a fire under me, and first, my
wow.
first impression was seeing this tall black guy arguing with this older white guy, and I said, okay, that's Christianity, I'm really confused, but I heard what they were saying, and it made sense.
Wow.
2 months later, my
yes.
former brother-in-law by then, you know, because my first wife had divorced me.
Yes.
And,
was she Hawaiian? Was she Hawaiian, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we went to school together. She was a year, you know, came a year after me. But
yes.
he, you know, we went out that night, and he invited me to church. I went to church.
Yes.
And he said, there's a pastor that wanted to meet me. And he's
wow.
the biggest Chinese guy I ever met in my life. He was 6'5", almost 300 pounds.
Wow.
He was a martial artist like I was. And, and he first thing he went, if you can picture this in your mind.
Yes.
Okay, if y'all listen, just close your eyes for a second.
I'm picturing it already.
The windows are open at the back of this church. There are people walking back and forth. So it's not,
wow.
you know, it wasn't what I'm used to. So I'm thinking he wants something private. But he started
yes.
talking to me. He started sharing. Then he says, oh, can I pray with you? And I said, sure.
Yes.
And the next thing he did, he grabbed my hands. And, of course, he closed his eyes. I said, close your eyes. I said, I'm not closing my eyes. I'm going to grab my hands. I'm going to watch
them. He thought it was a karate chop.
So he prayed with
yes.
me, and you know what really cinched it for me was the Spirit of the Lord spoke to his heart, and he spoke words of knowledge about me. He said things I've not shared with anybody.
But
things
can you share it?
Things that were in my heart, hurts that were there, things that had happened. I mean, he was very right on the mark. I mean, God just, you know, just spoke to him, and he spoke to me, and that's all it took. And he said, will you pray with me? And I prayed with him.
Yes.
And then he started talking about speaking in tongues and everything. I said, I want everything that God has to offer. I want all of him in my life because I need it. Right now I'm just feeling like I felt so low I had to look up to see down. That's how low I felt. I felt so low I had to pull the socks down from my eyes to see where I was walking.
I've been there
awesome.
Too, Pastor Skip. I've been there, so I know exactly what you're saying. And
you know what? And I imagine there are people listening right now, and that's my heart is. I love the Lord so much. I mean, there's so much in my life. I mean, you know, we have only an hour, so I'll try not to talk too much. But
what I'd like you to tell people too is what is Capenna Wright Ministries and how you have Tuesday night Bible studies every time and where. So if people are local, I'm in the Seattle, Washington area, and you're just north of Seattle, right?
Yeah, we're just north of Mill Creek. Capenna Wright Ministries, we started back in 1998.
What does it mean? What does Capenna mean?
Well, Capenna is my Hawaiian name. And Capenna is, it's the English translation is like captain or captain of the ship or captain.
Really?
That's how I got my nickname, Skip. But it came from Skipper.
Skipper. I wondered. Wow. God ordained you for this to begin with. Wow. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be. No. But, so that's how we got started. And in 1978, we were ministering in Hawaii, came back. I felt in my spirit.
Yes.
Sorry,
Did you meet Diane at that point
already? Diane's correcting me.
Good.
That's what I asked her, so you got to sit with me.
Let her correct you. That's what working together
is
all about. Yes.
So we started the ministry in actually part of the
98, right?
1998, correct.
Right.
Because I was ordained in 1988 in Honolulu.
And what caused you to be ordained? Why were you ordained at that time?
I was actually invited to come on board. There was a church in Honolulu, and a very dear friend of ours, and he's still an awesome, awesome friend. I consider him my mentor.
Yes.
And a very dear friend of Diane and I both. He's like my spiritual dad and Diane's spiritual dad. And his name is Paul Stamm.
Yes.
And Paul has got some awesome novels out. He's an awesome writer and a Christian educator and a pastor. And he had a church in Honolulu, and we had gone through some stuff, and he knew it. And he said, he invited us to come to church with them.
When you say us, you mean you and Diane?
Diane and I.
Yeah.
So Diane and I went for a visit. We ended up going and, you know, being regulars, and we started serving with him, and we started serving as worship and, musicians. And
Please state the name of the church.
The church is not in existence right now. You know, they've moved on. Paul moved on to Texas, then moved back. But the name of the church was Agape Word Fellowship.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, go ahead.
Agape Word Church.
Right. Yes.
So I was ordained back then. Paul asked me on board. He said, hey, I need a good youth pastor.
Yes.
And I'd been working with kids at the church that I met Diane at.
Oh,
and,
is that how you
we
two met? I need to hear that story. I'll have her tell you when you finish how you got ordained.
you got to hear. She has her version. I have the truth.
We'll have to hear both versions for everybody's attention. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, but that's when I was ordained back then, and then in 1998, the Spirit of the Lord just really impressed it on me, to start the ministry. And one of the things I'd already started doing, and I think we've shared this before, but I'll share with everybody, when I started acting professionally.
Why did you do that?
1995. Why? The end of 1995.
Pastor Skip, why did you start acting?
I needed work.
An income, right?
That's partly true. It was a part-time thing, but I am a ham when it comes to a camera. I mean, you put a camera in front of me and I love drama. I was in I was in drama class in high school for years. But you know, I've done other things. We've done things with the church, musicals and stuff. But I just I love kind of getting out of myself for a while. And I went and auditioned with this woman. She absolutely loved my my audition, and she became my agent.
Is that in Hawaii? Was all of that still
here? No, that was up here. That was up here in Seattle.
When did you move back to the Seattle area then?
Well, let's see. We first moved up here in 83. Diane got homesick for Hawaii.
You mean...
So we moved back to Hawaii in 84. And her mom and dad were saying, oh, they're consoling, me and telling me, And I said, no, your daughter wants to go back. And they got her mom got so upset. But they understood. But we moved back up here. God really spoke to us, and we went through some challenges, and we prayed about it, and I said, okay, you know what? I honestly believe God's not finished with us in the Seattle area. So in 1992, we moved back up here, and we actually moved on a five-year plan, and here it is, 21 years later?
You know what? For God, a day is 1,000 years. Have you forgotten
that?
Yeah,
that's right. So, it's been great. I absolutely love it up here. I miss home. I miss Hawaii, but I like being up here, and especially in the spring and summertime.
Isn't that gorgeous? I love the state of Washington. I never lived in colder climate, Israel is warm. When I lived in San Fernando Valley in California, 110, 105. Las Vegas went up to 125. And I said, no more.
Yeah, I've been there. I was stationed in California, and it got pretty hot, but I was in Texas. And,
and humid.
Basic training. I said, no, a nice place to visit, kind of. But I said, I don't want to live here. But I said, I enjoy every place I go. That's one thing that I really learned to appreciate was no matter where I lived or where I was
Amen.
Stationed.
Therefore, whatever state you're in.
I enjoyed it.
Whatever state you're in, they're in to be content, right?
Right.
Let me give your email so people can... Please contribute to their ministry. They don't talk about it much, but I know they could use the help. And their email is KWM like Mary at the letter C like Charles, faith, FAITH.com. That's KWM at CFaith.com. So we have to go on a break in about 2 minutes. So shall we hear Diane's story first as to how you met?
Yep.
Diane, go ahead, please.
When I first met him, I could tell by the look in his eye that he was enamored, and I wasn't prepared for that, so I didn't want to pursue it, but he kept pursuing me, and I'm glad that he did.
Oh, how cute. Is it because you're shy, or you didn't want to be in a relationship?
We were like in our late 20s, and when you go through a few relationships where you get hurt, you kind of put a wall up, and so that's where I was at. But he was very persistent, and I knew in my heart there was something special there, and I'm glad that I obeyed him and I obeyed the Lord. And the Lord gave me a scripture out of Samuel, First Samuel 16:7, where God told me, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And that's where I looked, and that's where I found what he had for me.
Praise God. We do have to take a short break. We'll be right back, and then we'll hear the rest of the story from Pastor Skip. Hello, everybody. This is Judge Eve talking. You should know me by now from my show, The Judge Eve Show, on bbsradio.com, station one, usually. And I wanted to let you know about my new website, which is now www.judgeeve.com. That's www.judgeeve.com. And you have everything there that I do and some information about my background. And basically, I wanted to let you know that I'm, in addition to being a retired judge, having taught law and having practiced law, so I can help with legal matters generally. I cannot give any private advice on anything, but I'm an expert in unemployment insurance. I've taught contracts law, marriage and the family. I'm a licensed minister. I can perform weddings, and I have been anointed as a prophet. And I've been used in that way as a seer for many years in ministry all over the country, for 20 years actually, and have been part of amazing miracles. So I'm available for praying for people and ministering for people. I can do it by distance, through telephone, or appearing in person, depending on the situation, and also to be available for coaching should it be needed. And if you look at my website, there are other services, and I'll be setting up rates. Also, I will be offering membership to the website on different levels. So if people will join as members, there will be discounts given. There will be other different benefits given to the people as well. I sure hope to hear from you. Again, my website is www.judgeeve.com. And my email, although it's listed in the website, is two E's like eagles, Judge Eve, that's JUDGEEVE 79@gmail.com. That's EEJudgeEve 79@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed day. God bless you. And bye-bye now. Hello, everybody. We're back, and now we're going to hear the rest of the story from Pastor Skip. Pastor Skip, why don't you tell us your version of how you met Diane?
Well, you know, the funny part, you know, when I first saw Diane, you know, they had a tradition in the Hawaiian, in the church where we met, where they give you a lei.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they only do it when you come in on the plane.
Well, no, Diane wanted me to preface that and tell you, you know, I just gone through a really bad experience at a church I was at, and the church actually, you know, just, well, it fell apart right before my very eyes.
Oh.
And it was awful, except I just cried on the way home. And I cried out to God. I said, Lord, this is not you. I said, there's more to this, and I want you. I need you.
Yeah.
And so it was about a week later, and I heard on the radio, Christian radio back home in Honolulu, about a singles ministry at this church, the Assembly of God Church, First Assembly in Honolulu.
Yes.
And so I went, but the thing was, and this is me, and you know, as you get to know me, and you're getting to know me pretty good, is that you got to picture me driving around this church praying. I said, God, if you want me to go, you're going to have to find me a parking space right at the front door.
Oh, forget it, right?
No, so after driving a dozen times around the church, there was a parking space.
Did you say to God, you have to do it the first time?
No, I didn't stipulate, but I kept driving. I guess I was kind of hoping he'd do it. And then I sat in the car, and I said, okay, Lord, if you want, you're going to have to talk to me. And on the radio, I was listening to a pastor, Chuck Smith.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He talked about, so God's talking to one of you. You need to get out of wherever you're at and get in the
Did he really? Wow.
Yeah, and I said, oh, Lord. So I went in, and of course, I sat it way at the back of the church so I could make an easy exit in case I was really uncomfortable. And there was a gal that I'd recognized from my days as a police officer, and, you know, when I knew her, it's just somebody that I knew for this, she kept looking at me. And she was actually, she used to be a hooker.
Oh my.
And one of those that I, you know, we chase off our beat, right? We, you know, but in Hawaii, we kind of laid back, said, man, I don't want to arrest you, just go someplace else. You know? But anyway, she saw me, she was saved, she was born again.
She got saved, you see? Wow.
Yes, and she looked at me like she knew me, and she said, don't I know you? I said, no, I don't think so.
Did you know her? Did you recognize her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, I knew. Yes, I knew. But what happened was then the pastor, we're all sitting in there, and, you know, the seats weren't all full. The church was maybe three-quarters full. So he said, hey, you know what? Instead of everybody sitting way in the back, why don't y'all come way in the front? So I took that as my exit signal, and that that young lady grabbed me by the hand. She said, here, come with me. I want you to meet my friends.
Oh, how sweet.
She sat me at the front of the church in the middle of the biggest crowd there was.
You see how God works.
So I sat there.
Oh, wow.
And they had that part of the service, like I was saying, where they give you a shell lei to greet you, and the first-time visitors.
Oh.
And the lady, the gal that gave me the lei was this beautiful blonde woman.
Which is Diane. Let me tell people.
And it's like in my heart, I heard the voice of that voice tell me, said, that's your wife. And I thought everybody could hear it. I just about slapped myself and said, God, I didn't come here to check out the chicks, right?
But you see, but Skip, you, Pastor Skip, forgive me. You confirming
okay.
why I know that I have to anoint you as a prophet. Okay, go ahead. So
well, so this young
yes.
lady gave me a name, and I
yes.
knew. But I never said anything to her until
wow.
after we'd already, you know, got married.
Got engaged and got married, yeah.
Well,
wow.
It was even beyond the engagement. Was
wow.
when we after we got married, then I told her that story. But
yes.
very long story short, a few months later, we dated. The first date, I won't even go into it. It was a disaster.
I'm going to have you talk about it.
And I go, there was a disaster.
You know why? People need to hear, Pastor Skip, that we don't always have things come the way we think they
yes.
should come.
Yes, and I'll share something, if I may,
please.
Regarding that.
Yeah, because you know what? People need to hear it. They need to know yeah. when God sets up a marriage, nothing
yes.
and no one can stop it. That's why
That's
I think
right.
it's important.
And, you know, even when
yes.
you're your own worst enemy.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, when we did start dating, because it's a whole long story, so I won't go into it right now.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
of time. But I will say this. At one point, my wife, you know, this girl, we were still just dating.
Yeah.
And she said, I need space. So
she,
I let her
Diane
have,
said that?
Yeah, she did. So
yes.
we were walking. We were originally going to lunch after church, and we walk everywhere.
Yeah.
So she said, I need space. So I took her as, okay, I'll give you 20 feet. I let her walk. So she walked 20 feet ahead. And
oh, no.
She turned around. She said, Skip, right. I said, I need space. I said, okay. So I gave her half a block. And I
she
let
meant...
her walk in, and I start walking. And she gets across this overpass.
Oh, no.
You know,
yes.
there's an overpass by the church. I let
yes.
her get a whole block ahead.
Oh,
and
no.
finally, by the third or fourth time, she said, give her space. She,
yeah.
she just motioned to me. She got tired of yelling. She just motioned to me, come down here. So I joined her, and we never parted since.
How funny. Did she didn't mean physical space. She meant space to leave her alone, not in the
yes.
street, right?
But you know what? I'm no idiot.
Yes.
I said, I'm not letting this one go.
But you know, Pastor Skip.
But I looked down and said, "Boy,
yes.
today." And we were laughing about it the other day, and I said,
yes.
"Wow, seriously?" I said, "Man," I said, "Did you think I said I wasn't stalking you?" She said, "Oh, I." She said, "No, there was a difference because you weren't creepy."
Yes.
It was just she knew.
She was scared.
And
you
when
know.
I told her later about that, you know, that
yes.
word that I got, you know, looking at her the first time.
Yes.
And now it makes sense. That's why
yes.
she's. You knew, and I said, yeah, we'd already had a gap
yes.
of almost 8 months where, you know, I said, okay, after that last oh. date, I said, I'm never taking her out again.
Oh, you kidding.
And
oh,
said,
no.
I'm never going out with him again either. I said, well,
you gave her a lot of space, didn't you? Oh, that's
yes.
terrible.
But okay, you had enough space, all right?
So what? You know what? It's like the story of Jonah, right? You know, God says, go to Nineveh and warn the people. And he says, no, I don't want to. So
That's
God
right.
gets the whale. And what whale did God use with you to get you back with that?
No, I won't talk about it anyway.
Uh-oh.
See,
next
I'm sitting next to my wife. She'll hit me if I
yes.
say the wrong thing.
That's, let her hit you.
She'll lay hands on me.
That's the Christian way of hitting.
Yeah, amen. Well, and you know, but she is,
yes.
she is such an anointed woman of God. I am so
yes.
blessed.
Yes.
You know, my first wife, we pray for them, and we pray
yes.
for, you know, because she's not feeling well. And she's the mother
oh.
of my, you know, there's no animosity.
Yes.
We do pray for them. We pray for our, you know, for our children and our grandchildren. And
yes.
Can I
tell you something, Pastor Skip, that God showed
sure.
you know, when I administered all over the country. And so many years ago, God showed me then, about 90, early 90s, that he was putting together couples who were the same, had the same heart. He's the head, she's the backup. They can walk together forward like a three-legged race. You know, not one saying, I want to go forward, one I want to go back. And then they can turn back to back, protecting each other 360 degrees.
Amen.
So when one is down, the other one is up, which is why he sent the apostles two by two.
That's
and
right.
He also showed me at that time that he was, you know, as much as God hates divorce, he showed me he was disconnecting couples who would not accomplish his work. In other words, if, you know, one was a Christian, the other was not, or not at the same level of mission, he was just breaking it off just like that. excuse me, and someday I will share about my marriage to Cohen, right? That, you know, I had to either give up Jesus or the marriage, and there was no choice, you know? But that's wonderful what you're saying, you know, that you don't hate, you have unconditional love no matter who it is or what it is. You know, there's so much to talk about that you wanted to pray for people, Pastor Skip and Diane, and, and I'd like you to be able to do that.
Well, if I may, what I wanted to, you know, just one of the things, you know, my heart and Diane's heart is, now we're here to serve.
Yes.
Whatever way we can do, and, you know, one of the reasons when we started our production company, for example, you know, I, as an actor, I got tired of just waiting for auditions. I can be creative. Well, why don't I just start writing stuff and I can
put
myself in the project, but it grew to even more of a desire to serve other people and put products out that rather than talk, you know, in Hawaii we say talk stink.
What does that mean?
It means, you know, instead of speaking badly about something or complaining all the time, like when people complain about all the things coming out of Hollywood, I says, you know, that's really not, that's not totally fair because, you know, what are you doing? You know, and that's the question that the Spirit, you know, that the Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me. It says, well, it's easy for people to talk about other people.
Yes.
But what are you doing?
Wow.
And
you should write a book. You should write a book. Call it What Are You Doing? Please remember, because I'll forget.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
well,
go ahead.
You know, one of the things, and I wanted to share very quickly, because I know we're running out of time, as an actor, and I wanted to give this example, cause and we can talk about some other things on the next show, but I was praying about what to share, and I just really felt impressed. You know, as an actor, I wanted to share that, you know, on every set, God had, you know, God brought people to me to be
ministered.
I wasn't even looking to pray with anybody or to share the word with anybody, but there was one prime example, and I love sharing this one bit of testimony, if I may. And we were actually shooting, I was an extra on a commercial that was actually going to be shown in Europe.
Oh, wow.
For Nestle's Corporation, for one of their candies, but it was only going to be a product that was going to be sold in Europe.
Wow.
So we were on a ferry in the middle of, you know, in the middle of Elliott Bay. We were going around in circles. So naturally, I'm on the cell phone calling Diane, and her friends are all looking out the window from their law firm house in Seattle. And
why were you going in circles?
But we were filming this commercial, so I had kind of a captive audience in a way. But
I see. I see.
I was. We were sitting during a break. And this gal came over, sat next to me, and she just said, I hope you don't think I'm crazy. But it's like I just really sense that God wants me to, you know, just come here and ask you if you can pray with me.
Wow, just like that. And you never expressed to anybody that you were...
No, I never said a word, except I did have a friend of mine who was a born-again Christian, and we, you know, we hadn't shared with anybody. In fact, she was upstairs shooting a scene... And this gal had been in the group with me, so nobody had shared anything about anything. And she, and so she said, I hope you don't think I'm crazy. So she sat, she just started sharing her heart. And she was in tears. Well, it started out, the crew and other cast members that were sitting around, everybody's kind of talking and doing their own thing. By the time she started sharing, and all I did was just love on her in Christ and share the word of God with her. And before you knew it, it's like that Merrill Lynch commercial where everybody's just kind of quiet and leaning in. You see what we're talking about, and they were ministered to. And from that day, every time I'd shoot, and the same crew, and I knew who the, you know, most of the crew, and you keep doing things, especially in Seattle, you get to know your crew members and your people that, you know, and they start calling me the Rev.
For the Reverend, is that right?
The Reverend, correct. And every set, whether I was modeling, and I still laugh when I say model, because it's like,
I know, it sounds so funny.
Well, I was. I got paid to, you know, to stitch still. In fact, there's a chiropractor friend of ours, and in his office, he's got a poster of a woman that's got good posture, and I'm the bad posture guy. So I actually, you know, I said, hey, he said, can you sign my poster for me?
How funny. Excuse me. You have to,
But I wanted to share that because that's what God's been doing. And then we, you know, we just started ministering. And, you know, God's just been opening doors. And, you know,
Pastor Skip, don't you love it? Like I've shared before, you know, I used to be a go-getter, and I've learned to become a come-receiver, and it's a far better way to go. Do you find the same thing true?
Well, you know, a lot of times, yes. Even with a production company, as we pray for opportunities and pray for, you know, just pray, you know, say, Lord, I need wisdom above all else.
Yes.
And, you know, help me to do this. Help me to reach people, because you think in a boy from Kali and Kailua that, you know, I'm a local boy.
Yes.
Yet you call me to do something, I said, but if you call me to do it, you're going to help me through it.
Amen. Another title for a book.
You know, you provide all my needs according to your riches, and you give me all the tools that I need. So I wanted to kind of put that out there on this first meeting and just let people know is that just how much God loves you. And we love God, and we love people, and it doesn't mean we have to be perfect. I don't have to like somebody or like what they do to love them. And say, you know, God loves you, and we do too.
And what kind of things are you producing now, Pastor Skip? Any special projects?
Yeah, we do. Some of it, I apologize, but I can't share because of some of the confidentiality type things that we're into.
Okay.
But I can share that if you all would, you know, just keep us in prayer.
Yes.
A lot of the things that we're doing, some of the projects that we're working on, in fact, most of them, they're not the kind of movies that they're not preachy necessarily.
Good.
And
they're
not the kind of things that you find where we're preaching to the choir.
Yes.
Although there's a lot of good films out there like that, but our goal is to reach the lost. And
good.
Those that aren't
praise
saved.
God. Yes.
And it's not like we have a lot of foul language, because no, that's not us. That's not what we're going to do. But the storyline, it's such that in each of the stories, it's either going to turn you to God, or you're just going to walk away saying, "Huh, I don't need that." But you're going to have a decision, and they're all deal with most all of them at some point in some way. They deal with redemption. You have a choice.
Wonderful. And you like
know,
Jesus
God,
said,
God says, you know, I give you choices, life, death, blessing or cursing, and then He helps us because we can't figure it out on our own.
Exactly, that's why we need wisdom, don't we? Which
yes,
is more precious than rubies and gold. You know, like Jesus said, let them who have ears hear.
Yeah,
you know,
amen.
And not everybody hears. And you know, Pastor Skip, with me especially, you know, when I finally accepted Jesus, which was no way it was going to happen, it was as if somebody cut a lining off of my eyes and lifted up the veil.
Yeah.
That for the first time I could see
Amen.
Clearly. So
Amen.
Not you know, not everybody's in a position, excuse me, forgive my voice, to accept, you know, what's being said at that point. But you sowing seeds is what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And then
Amen.
You pray that they will take. So go ahead. Anything else you wish to add about the production company or your ministry before you pray for people?
No, you know, it's just we're excited. We know God's just been bringing us together with some awesome people.
Praise God.
And the production company, but also the ministry. We've surrounded ourselves with an awesome board of directors, people that are prayer warriors. And each person on our board, they each have a ministry or calling of their own. And that's one of the reasons why I prayed for them to be on board.
Oh.
We are connected with, you know, we're members of a church. You know, our ministry is not per se connected with our church. You know, we go to Christian Faith Center here in Mill Creek.
Yes.
And we serve under some awesome pastors. So, you know, we're not part of Christian Faith Center as a ministry outreach of the church, but we are fed. And I would encourage everybody, if you don't have a church home, it's really important that you get connected, find yourself a good body of Christ, that you'll be fed the word of God, and that people will pray for you, stand in faith, and stand courageously with you, and, you know, in agreement with the word. And as you were praying for people's healings, that's one of the things I love, you know, I just love to pray. We've all gone through stuff, and we all go through stuff, but I know that God is faithful. And
Amen. Amen.
You know, maybe next time we talk, remind me of my my message to a men's breakfast about suppositories.
Oh no!
But actually, it makes sense because
there
are times when God will answer prayers.
Yes.
And He'll answer in a way that you know you just have to trust Him that it's the right right answer for you.
Exactly. It may not be the way we see it, right? But there will be an answer.
The whole suppository thing was a message something not making sense, but actually all the doctor told me was trust him. I trusted him, and it worked.
Yeah.
And
here you trust a human doctor. How much more so our heavenly doctor?
That's exactly right. And so if I may pray, what I'd like to pray for everybody, I said, no matter what you're going through, be encouraged. Be lifted up. I mean, you know, God loves you.
Yes.
You know, Jesus, he didn't die for nothing.
How do you prove to people that God exists and that he loves them?
You know what? That's something that they have to allow him to, you know, just into their life and let him love on them, and they'll know it. They'll know it. That's how I came to know without a doubt. I said, God, if you love me, if you ask him to speak to you, listen for him.
Yes.
You ask him to show you, allow him to show you, and when he does, trust him.
How does he show people? How did he show you?
He showed, well, that first time he showed me two ways. First, he spoke to me in an audible voice in my spirit. It's as if somebody was sitting next to me.
Yes.
And that's what I needed at that time.
Right.
And then the next thing, right after I heard that thing, I said, well, if you can't believe me, how about them? And I had a picture.
Wow.
He immediately took me to this picture of my mom, who had just lost my dad just a few months before all this stuff happened with my wife. And then he showed me my kids, my two children at the time. And it was just a matter of if I hurt myself or did something to myself where I wasn't around, if anybody said anything about me that wasn't true, I wasn't going to be there to prove them and say, hey, if your dad really cared, he'd be here.
Yes.
It was a matter of that. So God will meet you wherever you're at, whatever you need. He'll speak.
Amen.
So that would be my answer, is to just trust him. He'll answer.
Yes.
He'll minister. You'll know when it's him.
Yes.
You know, so, it takes faith. But, you know, I just love him so much. And, you know, there's so much more, you know, that we have to share. But
exactly.
I just wanted to just say, you know, if I can pray with everybody, then my prayer is real simple. I said, Father, I thank you.
Yes.
I thank you for who you are.
Yes.
I praise you. You are Adonai. You're Jehovah. You're Akua. You're the God who created us, but mostly in Christ, you're our Father.
Yes.
You adopted us. And Father, I pray for those who don't know you, that they don't know Christ as Savior yet. Lord, those that are hurting right now, Father, there are people going through what I've been through. There are people who have lost loved ones. There are people who have been hurt physically, but also emotionally. I pray for their healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, for those who are hurting physically, that need a healing. I mean, even our friend Shannon's son, Ray. Father, I pray for him right now. Lord, your word declares that by your stripes, we were healed.
Amen.
That's a promise. And Father, I thank you. And Jesus, I come in your name, that name that's above all names. And I come with the confidence that you said whatever we ask in prayer, believing we shall receive. And I thank you. I thank you that you did this for us. And Father, I thank you for what you're doing in us, with us, and through us for your glory. I thank you for my awesome sister, Judge Eve. I mean, we just love Eve so much.
Thank
and the more
you.
We get to talk to her, the more we love her and appreciate
thank
her.
You. Thank
not
you.
Just as a friend, but that spirit of kinship in
thank
the spirit.
You.
And Father, we love her and we praise you. We thank you. Thank you for people listening.
Yes.
I thank you for those who need you. I pray all they need to do is ask you, ask Jesus into their life right now and believe and receive that he wants to be the Lord of their life.
Yes.
Ask him into your life right now. You need healing. Ask him for your healing in faith in Jesus' name, believing that he'll touch you. And Father, I praise and I thank you that there are people being touched right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Father, those that are hurting physically. But Father, I just know that people that are in need financially right now, Father, I speak for jobs. I speak for open doors where no man can shut. And Father, doors that we have no business trying to open, I pray you shut those doors.
Amen.
And Father, I praise you because with all these things, to you be all the glory in Jesus' name. We thank you. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for answering. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I want to give your email address again for people who can contribute for your ministry. And it's kwm@cfaith.com. That's KW, the letter M like Mary, at C like Charles, faith, F like Frank, AIT like Tom, H.com. K KWM at steefaith.com. And Pastor Skip and Diane, I love you both so much. And I know that people could hear your heart as I could, and just love you and can't wait for our next meeting because I'm going to anoint you as a prophet.
And, you know what we say in Hawaii, me ke aloha pa'ole. You know, we love you always. We love you so much. And now we say ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
Ahui ho. Until we meet again. Ahui ho. Mala mafon. Take care.
In German, it's auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. You know, we ufta for sure. We
And in Hebrew, it's lehita ha'ot. On and on. But God bless you. And really, I'd like you to talk about the chaplaincy program next time, what you plan to do.
The next time, we'll be able to talk about a few more things.
Great.
Absolutely.
God bless you. Thank you both
so much.
Thank
you for having us.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for being a part of us today. We bless
mahalo.
You. Mahalo. Is that it?
Mahalo. Yeah. Mahalo, kako. Mahalo. Thank you, everybody.
Uh-huh. God bless you. Bye-bye. Hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom 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 aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom 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 aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.